Pretty much in America.
It was always, I don't know, publishers didn't, it was not perhaps commercial music.
Mm-hmm.
But this wasn't it alone, because a lot of uncommercial music is published.
Right.
You know? But I think the most important fact was that he didn't come with a big name, and that the other composers, which mm-hmm. I have mentioned, all came already with great established names from Europe.
Yes, you know? That was a point I wanted to raise. They were all older, weren't they?
And so, you know, that seemed logical, right?
Yes.
When talk was so much printed in Europe, that mm-hmm. the American publishers also felt that they could safely do the same, or Stravinsky, or any one of the, you know, people who had been so successful there. But Eric was very young when he came. He was in his early 30s, and through the circumstances which I have already explained, with Hitler mm-hmm. and everything, there was so little published that he didn't have actually a name. And it is really, so to say, a miracle that he did survive as a composer
mm-hmm.
and did have a certain name, with all these obstacles and hindrances against him. I think a minor talent would have been completely, you know, submerged.
Yes. Now, continuing in the vein of the Requiem Ebraico, in 1945, Eric composed a piece called Prayer, which he dedicated to the United Nations, and we've said in the past that Eric was not terribly political, but what occasioned him?
Well, this was done for the same concert.
Oh.
And Maria Yaritsa was supposed to sing it.
Mm-hmm.
But this piece, as you know, has a very dramatic amen that goes very, very high.
Yes.
And she was not anymore able
Uh-oh.
To reach these heights. So the piece was then premiered at a concert that came very soon after this. The Congregational Church had a modern music festival
mm-hmm.
In which they brought the modern pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought that piece, and it was really the most successful piece of the whole cycle,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they brought. They brought about three concerts of modern music, and this piece made so much, you know, everybody commented about it. It is a fantastic, very dramatic piece. And the Amen is like a chorus of all the people who perish because these simple rules of being humble and having mercy and,
mm-hmm.
you know, that this which it begins, being good, you know, I
thought
you to be good, be humble and have mercy, you know, and because all this isn't followed by man, you know,
mm-hmm.
all these millions suffer and are slaughtered and so over and over again, and this Amen expresses this.
Mm-hmm. Was it with Jaritsa and
excuse me,
no, go ahead.
And after this piece was played at the Congressional, the music director, a man by the name of Leslie Jacobs, came to Eric and said that he had recommended him to Fisher and Brother, and that they should do something
mm-hmm.
Of Eric's pieces. And that was then the Wordless Chorus.
Right. So he repaid Jacobs by dedicating it to him then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was it with Jaritsa in mind, an Austrian soprano, that Eric returned to the medium of solo song, which he had abandoned completely in America, and which he was to abandon again? This is really his only solo song
well,
in America.
I don't think that the prayer can be compared with the songs that
mm-hmm.
he wrote. The songs in Austria were true songs, lyrical songs,
right.
But the prayer is more like an aria, I would say.
Yes.
It's a highly dramatic piece, it is, and much longer, and the scope of it is a much bigger one as
mm-hmm.
a song.
It's a magnificent piece. This is another one that's been revived recently with considerable success. Does an orchestral accompaniment exist for this piece?
Yes.
As well?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was played with orchestra several times, and also on the occasion of the memorial concert for Eric. It was